Sawinski's slot on the right. Here's a toss to Jackson off the right side. And he's outside the numbers across the 30-yard line. Slowed down by Tackett Curtis. Owen Arnett getting over there as well. And it'll be fourth down. And the Boilermakers punting. They need 12. They'll punt for their own 34-yard line.
Yeah, that was another good example of, you know, keeping guys inside, keeping your leverage, and then rallying to the football. And I think Wisconsin has done a really good job of that today. Their effort, their execution really took a hit last week with what we saw on third down. Today, 1 of 11. And part, a big part of that, a little bit of penalty, but keeping Purdue in those third and longs and not allowing them to pick up first downs. It's been a huge part of today's game.
Punt is away. Vinny Anthony moving over to his right. He'll field at the 21-yard line. Makes one man miss and then pays for it. Gets smacked. Dylan Keenan in there to finish up. Shy of the 25-yard line. They'll mark at the 24. First and 10 for Wisconsin with 2 minutes and 51 seconds to play. 52-6. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger football from Learfield.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Another turn for Mabry Metoyer at quarterback. Dylan Jones getting more work as well. Hawken Anderson. The lineup now. Receiver out on the left side. Badgers beginning at their 24-yard line. As Metoyer will get it to Jones off the right side. He's across the 30-yard line, dragging a defender up to the 31. Joseph Jefferson on the stop. Gain of 7 for Dylan Jones. Second down and 3 for Wisconsin.
I really love his burst. We're seeing that it pushing that front side, cutting back, and then you love the burst. You saw it on that really long run, and you saw it right there as well. Just an ankle tackle away from busting another one.
Second down and 3, 2:18 and counting left in the game. Metoyer will hand it to Jones again. Makes a man miss. Nice job there. Looks like somebody had him squared up, and he's able to scoot by him. And Dylan Jones gets a first down up to the 35-yard line as we'll have our 2-minute timeouts here in Madison. We'll take a break. 2 minutes to play. Wisconsin 52, Purdue 6. This is Badger football from Learfield.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more.
They produced yacht rock hits that defined an era. It's Ambrosia.
Your biggest part of me.
With special guest John Ford Coley. October 12th at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Tickets on sale now through Ticketmaster. Soft rock that rocked the yacht. It's Ambrosia and John Ford Coley. October 12th at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Must be 21 to attend concert.
Now, Tausch, early kick at Rutgers next week and back here.
Yeah, we just heard that. It's like it's a sign from above to tell us to get to the Dells next weekend after hopefully a big win out in Piscataway, which is going to be a huge challenge out there. We got a chance to watch that. I think they had a Friday night game when we were out in L.A. last week. I got a chance to watch a bunch of that game. And Greg Schiano, you know, when he coached in the pros, physical. Saw a lot of that from the Rutgers nights last week. And I'm going to, as Barry Alvarez would always say, better bring your lunch pail and your hard hat, because that's going to be that kind of game next Saturday morning out in New Jersey.
Yeah, the Scarlet Knights playing Nebraska this afternoon. An interesting game. Huskers with just a one loss, the overtime setback to Illinois. And Rutgers goes into today's game undefeated. 2 minutes to play, 52-6. Wisconsin leading the Purdue Boilermakers as the Badgers will make it 18 straight wins in this series. It's the second longest winning streak in a series in the conference. Ohio State has beaten Indiana 28 straight times. They've also beaten Minnesota 12 straight times, with the Badgers second most with this winning streak now, which will go to 18
Yeah, you know what? One of the things I just love watching this timeout, you got all these young offensive linemen in there. You know, everybody's now the starters, had a great day. And all of them are up there kind of coaching up their guys and, you know, being able to sit in some of the meeting rooms and things like that. You just love, that's how you build culture. That's how you build that back bench. Get these young guys and showing that you're engaged and interested. I just love seeing the old veteran salty guys. They get this great opportunity to kind of put their feet up in the fourth quarter. They're out there helping these young fellas.
Gideon Atuka in the backfield now, true freshman, gets the handoff off the left side, and he pops his way up to the 39-yard line. He's 5'9", but 232. He was one of the early enrollees. He's involved in spring ball. He's got some pop when he runs it. And a Boilermaker is down, and it's going to need some attention here. It was a 4-yard run for Batuka. And that will stop play with a minute 44 remaining. It's been that kind of a day and that kind of a season so far for Purdue.
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, it's when you look at the total plays and you start looking at 71-48, even though the time of possession's 28-28, those amount of plays, Wisconsin just wearing out Purdue this afternoon.
Can't pick up the number yet, the injured Boilermaker. It is Winston Berglund, one of their linebackers, redshirt freshman. Another one of those players out of Carmel, Indiana. And being assisted to the sideline, walking, but gingerly so. So there's a 10-second runoff there. Purdue could have waved that away, but no reason to. It had a timeout left. So we go from 144 to 134. Now the clock is running. And the final 90 seconds at Camp Randall Stadium. Second down and 6. Badgers at the 39-yard line. Another turn for Atuka. Trying the right side. Squeezes a yard. Joe Anderson getting in there for the Boilermakers. Third down and 5 for Wisconsin. Cole Brevard also in on the tackle. 105 to play, 52-6. Wisconsin leading Purdue.
Did you envision this today when
no.
we got up here bright and early?
No, I didn't really know what to expect.
Yeah,
it kind of made me nervous.
Yeah, it was, and I, you know, talking to some people down there, it was. I think you got the vibe today. We really need to have a day, mm-hmm. and that's exactly what we've had. We've had a day.
Dylan Jones in there, ball at the 39 of Wisconsin. Here's the handoff to Jones, working the left side. And Dylan Jones, with patient running, he'll pick his way for a first down on what should be the final play here, up to the 36-yard line. 30 seconds remaining, and the Badgers will let the remaining time burn off. And it's 18 straight wins in this series now for Wisconsin against Purdue. Badgers even their Big Ten record at 1-1. And they improved to 3-2 overall. A much-needed performance this afternoon for Luke Fickell's Badgers.
Yeah, I was hesitant to say get-right game because this team, I think, needed from a confidence standpoint, just a overall vibe standpoint, needed a day like today where every faction of their team feels good, and when you win 52-6, that's the case.
Final score, Wisconsin 52, the Purdue Boilermakers 6. We're back with a postgame show brought to you by your local Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that American Family Insurance agents can help build a customized renter's policy so you can protect stuff like this, or this, or even this. Well, case in point. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Need reliable waste and recycling services? Choose LRS. Driven by service and dedicated to sustainability, we're your partner in efficient waste management. Need more? We also offer convenient dumpster rentals and clean portable restrooms for any event or project. Trust LRS for all your waste needs. Visit LRSRecycles.com to sign up for service. That's LRSRecycles.com.
The passion, the tradition, the rivalries. SiriusXM is your destination for all things college sports, and we've got you covered. On Big Ten Radio, there is complete coverage of every school in the conference, including live games, plus 24/7 talk and analysis. So cheer along on the SiriusXM app and listen to your favorite team anywhere. And now you can get 3 months of SiriusXM free. Subscribe now. See offer details at SiriusXM.com/Big Ten Sports.
Fire up the grills, gather around the table, and build a bigger appetite for pork. Celebrate National Pork Month by making pork the MVP of your tailgate. Every bite of pork you and your family enjoy comes from farmers who take pride in raising a safe, high-quality, nutritious, delicious product. Learn more about how farmers are committed to raising animals the right way by visiting WPPA.org. While you're there, check out recipes and where you can source local pork. Brought to you by Wisconsin's Pig Farmers.
From the opening kickoff to the fifth quarter,
the defense comes through again.
This is Badger football from Learfield.
I don't know about other states, but in Wisconsin, we help our neighbors and love our communities. But California mega millionaire Eric Hovde doesn't seem to get that. Maybe that's why he questioned whether children should be able to stay on their parents' insurance until they're 26. And whether people in nursing homes should be able to vote. Hovde called for raising the retirement age for hardworking Wisconsinites and making obese people pay more for health care. And a Hovde company even spent decades trying to demolish the building housing Madison's oldest family-owned bar, something they finally did this year, shuttering a treasured neighborhood institution for good. That is not how we do things in Wisconsin. And that is why we can't let California mega millionaire Eric Hovde represent us. Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action. ABWT-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
23CY total sales.
Badger football has been brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the official ticketing partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. Find tickets to Badger games and more. SeatGeek. And by Case IH. Get in the red zone with Case IH. Visit caseih.com/badgers. Welcome to the Badger postgame show.
52-6, Wisconsin defeats Purdue here today as a Badger offense which had been struggling mightily. Not so much today. Brayden Locke, 20 of 31, 359 yards, 3 touchdowns, 2 interceptions, 1 bad luck, the other not a great throw. But Tretch Kekahuna, I think fans have been waiting for him to get more involved in the offense, and there were some receivers who went down today, but 6 catches, 134 yards, and 2 touchdowns. I know Purdue is struggling big time right now, but though that's an impressive day for
Yeah, Tretch. 93 yak yards. I guess you'd have to double up yak, but 93 yards after catch and doing some things in the run game. We've been wondering and wanting to see more of him. Unfortunately, a couple injuries in that role was elevated today, and to his credit, he was ready for the moment. And you start factoring all those things in. I really love the way Brayden Locke approached the game from about the middle of the second quarter. Had some adversity he had to overcome, and you love to see things executed the way the messaging is throughout the week. And when you're talking complimentary football and handling adversity, when you can do that, coaches love to be able to complain. I don't even think this coaching staff today is going to have a ton to complain about.
Yeah, it was one of those things that this coaching staff wanted to see. How do you handle it when things – he said it before the year started. How are you going to handle if you're 4-0, 3-1? How are you going to deal with 2-2? Mm-hmm. I think you got a pretty encouraging answer here today.
You indeed did. And, Purdue is struggling. You don't fire your offensive coordinator if you're feeling great about where you're at as a football team. And this is what you are supposed to do. When you're a football team that is trying to grow – get better. You hear what Luke Fickell always says, the team we see in September isn't going to be the team that you want to see at the end of the year. And today was a great step forward, even though maybe the test wasn't as obviously as tough as what we've seen earlier. You saw really good signs of things that this team needs to do to be able to handle these tests that are coming up.
Badgers win it this afternoon, 52-6. We'll continue with our postgame show presented by your local Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Join the Wisconsin Department of Corrections and make a positive impact on lives across the state. Enjoy an excellent state benefits package and a nationally ranked pension program. The Wisconsin DOC is currently hiring correctional officers with a starting pay of over $33 per hour, plus scheduled increases and plenty of advancement opportunities. Plus, hourly rates increase for those hired for medium and maximum security positions. To learn more and apply, go to wisc.jobs. That's WISC.jobs.
This is Ford Truck Month, with big offers on trucks that don't subscribe to the word impossible. Like the up-for-anything off-road ready Ranger, the adaptable Maverick, plus F-Series, America's best-selling trucks, featuring Ford F-150 and Ford Super Duty, the 2024 North American Truck of the Year. Built Ford tough trucks that see the impossible as a dare. And this is Ford Truck Month, with offers that make owning one possible. Get to your Wisconsin Ford dealer. Claim 1977 to 2023 CY total sales.
The Cardinal and White play here.
More fullback low for the Wisconsin Badgers, and the lead is back to 20.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
WFHR invites you to join David Farmbrow of Caldwell Bankers Seward Realtors and tune in to Let's Talk Real Estate. The next show is coming up, and we'll be talking about topics that matter to you, whether you're a buyer or a seller. So if you're looking forward to welcoming David Farmbrow to the show and taking your questions, be sure to tune in every second Tuesday of the month right here on your locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR.
The excitement.
Oh, he stones Brodzinski with a glove save.
The energy.
What's he going to do? He shoots and he scores.
The tradition.
You've got to understand history if you're ever going to write your own.
It's everything.
He scores. Badgers answer right back.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Sponsored by Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric, and 8th Street Auto. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, streaming live and on the Civic Media app.
Farmers in Wisconsin have always been ahead of the times, and it's no different in the mid-1800s. George Esterly was running a large wheat farm outside of Whitewater, but reaping his crop by hand was back-breaking work. Esterly invented a mechanical harvesting machine and used it in his own fields in 1844. He then won a Chicago Mechanics Gold Medal 4 years later. But was he the first in the country to build a harvesting machine? The answer is coming up. Esterly followed up his win by opening a factory in the Whitewater area, building the harvesting machines and eventually other farm equipment too. By the 1880s, 500 people worked there. So was Esterly the first in the country to build a new mechanical harvesting machine? Yes. This man's early farm invention lives on as a remarkable slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
We continue with our local Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers postgame show as the Badgers head to Purdue this afternoon, 52-6. Talk about some of the passing numbers. And part of the storyline this week is a little shortened rotation in the running back room now because of the blowout nature of the game. You had a lot of guys, get six guys getting involved, or five, I should say. But Tawee Walker, Mark, 19 carries, 94 yards, three touchdowns, the bulk of the work. We saw a little of Dylan Dupree. Dylan Jones broke a long run in his time late in the game, but they are trying to tighten up that rotation, and it worked pretty well for him.
Yeah,
today.
It's a perfect storm today because you got to tighten that rotation up, and I thought Tawee Walker was really everything you wanted him to be today, 19 for 94, 17-yard run. And you got some of those explosive plays that you're hoping for, and love some of the things out of the passing game. We saw some routes designed strictly for the tailback, and that's another thing for Rutgers to look at on film, and another added layer. You want to keep adding things in offensively, so just a really good day. And I think Tawee Walker kind of elevated himself. We kind of had that vibe that he was going to get a lot of touches. He ended up getting a lot of touches, and that I think you're going to see moving forward he's going to kind of be your bell cow guy.
All right, time for the red zone recap of Case IH. While our fields aren't the kind you throw passes on, Case IH has you covered. Our equipment is designed to help you tackle every field challenge and take your success all the way to the end zone. Learn more at caseih.com/Badgers. 4 for 4, 3 touchdowns, and then a Nathaniel Vakos field goal late in the game. Red zone productivity very much there for the Badgers here this afternoon. The Case IH Red Zone Recap brought to you by Case IH and your local Case IH dealers. Learn more at caseih.com/Badgers. The post-game show brought to you by your local Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers. We'll continue in a couple of minutes. This is Badger football from Learfield.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
The Kohl Center, Camp Randall, the Fieldhouse. This is where the magic happens, where the best players lead with passion, fight with power, and win with exceptional performance. And now it's time we add another house to our Badger community. Meet Madison's newest powerhouse player, UW Health East Park Medical Center, home of top doctors and advanced treatments, all under one roof. So no matter the opponent, we're the place to defeat it. UW Health. Remarkable.
It's bird bashing season when you swoop into Pottawatomie. Thursdays, you could win up to a wicked 50 grand cash in the Bird Bash Game Show. Just play with your rewards card all October for entries. All Bird Bash entries go towards a December 20th giveaway with a monstrous 300 grand in prizes. Bird Bash makes its bewitching return. Only at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel, Milwaukee. Learn more at phasebig.com/birdbash.
Must be 21 years old to play.
For over 100 years, Fabic Cat has served the hardworking men and women that improve the quality of life in our community. As your local cat dealer, Fabic Cat provides new and used, heavy and compact equipment, power systems, rental, parts, and full service support to those of you getting the job done. You make essential progress possible, and Fabic Cat is honored to support the work you do every day. Visit FabicCat.com or call your local Fabic Cat store for more information. Fabic Cat is proud to sponsor Badgerland.
JJ and TJ.
Picked off by TJ, what?
Russ and Barry.
Hello, Russell Wilson.
This is Badger football from Learfield.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Last year, the Combating Auto Retail Scams Bill, or the CARS Bill, C-A-R-S, was passed by the government. And it's supposed to limit the trickery that car dealerships can use when they sell cars. Because the government found evidence that dealers were exploiting women and servicemen and women and people of color when it came to pricing and financing. But this bill has been held back from going into practice because the auto dealers are lobbying against it. And look, as somebody whose teenage daughter is saving up for a car, this tells me I've got to be extra prepared when we go car shopping to ask questions like these. So are there optional add-ons included in this purchase price that I can choose to remove? Can you walk me through each line item on this bill and make sure that I want it and that I consent to pay for it? For more money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
We continue with our local Wisconsin UP4 dealers post-game show as the Badgers just dropped the hammer on Purdue today, 52-6, as the Badgers get ready to head on to Rutgers next week. Penn State, a winner. Just checking the Big Ten scoreboard. Penn State took care of business over UCLA today, 27-11. So a feel-good day for Wisconsin sports fans who could use one after the past few, and obviously the Brewers season concluding on Thursday. Packers trying to get right tomorrow. But we mentioned it, you know, that when you lose games here and you're stumbling, people start to talk, fans, former players, and how you handle that is you kind of at a, maybe in some ways at a crossroads. I don't want to sound too dramatic because there's a long way to go in the season. But the response today, if they had some frustrations, they took it out on the other guy, which is what you want.
They definitely did. And I do think there was some nervousness because Purdue struggled. And, you know, obviously there was a lot of noise around the program this last week because of the way that USC game finished. And just, I think, some general feelings. And so this was one of those days where I think it was a tipping point where it could have went very south had things not worked out. But this is what you're hoping for, that you have your guys respond. This is the plan as far as how you're going to move forward. Today is a good roadmap. And we saw, you know, the frustrating part, I think, from the staff standpoint is you saw some of that last week in the first half. You didn't sustain it. A couple things go wrong, and it ends up, you know, being a brutal second half, long flight back, and they did respond. So now I think, I don't know what, you know, who's going to be favored and how that's all going to play out, but Rutgers is going to be a big challenge. And I think for all the Badger fans that are thinking, wow, it's the Rutgers, you know, Scarlet Knights, going to be a huge challenge heading out there. But great vibes today. This is one of those things that the locker room needed. I think our fan base needed it to kind of get some positive mojo back with where this team's at.
You know, I think, too, with Rutgers, they're one of those teams in the old Big Ten East. You know, you're playing Michigan, Penn State, Ohio State every year, and now the schedule breaks better for them this season. So they're one of those programs. Maryland would tell you the same thing, getting rid of those divisions. They sign them up for that. They're definitely into that. So, but at the same time, to your point, you know, Rutgers is a team that doesn't mind bloodying your nose. And that's going to be a fascinating game at 3 o'clock kick Central, Rutgers and Nebraska this afternoon. 11 a.m. Central next week in Piscataway for the Badgers and the Scarlet Knights. Wisconsin 52, Purdue 6, your final, our postgame show, brought to you by your local Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers. We'll continue in a moment. This is Badger football from Learfield.
When it comes to women's sports, there's no place like UW. Our women set the standard for elite performance. From the volleyball court to the hockey rink, every set, spike, and score pushes the boundaries of what's possible. UW Health mirrors this dedication to greatness. Our extraordinary team of doctors combines revolutionary research with compassionate care, setting the benchmark for healthcare across the country. So for the best care and the best athletics, it's easy. UW all the way. UW Health. Remarkable.
Hey friends, Matt's Matt here for Brewpub Lots of Matzo Pizza. You know, so many people are stuck in the moat of mundaneness when it comes to their frozen pizza choice. Same cardboard crust, flavorless sauce, second-rate cheese, you know, all the assumptions of a frozen pizza. Well, it's time to ditch the doubter and throw out that theory by diving into a Brewpub Lots of Matzo Pizza. Thin, cracker-like crust, a bold, tasty sauce, high-quality meat and veggie toppings, and bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning mozzarella cheese. There is nothing humdrum about a Brewpub pizza. See for yourself. Snag one today from the frozen pizza section at your local grocery store.
On Wisconsin, the Badgers play here. This is Badger football from Learfield.
The green and gold, tailgating the frozen tundra. Lambeau Field has a legacy all its own, including where to build it. Residents on both sides of Green Bay argued for it. Officials wanted property with room for growth. In the end, 50 acres of farmland was purchased, but the address, Ashwaubenon. More bargaining, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Now, do you know the other reason leaders considered this annexation so important? Parking, beer sales, keeping the Packers in Green Bay? The answer coming up. The Green Bay City Stadium project moved quickly from there, and in less than a year, opened with the Packers-Bears game. It became Lambeau Field in 1965 following the death of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau. So did you guess why the land annexation was so important? It's all three, keeping the team in the city, parking, and beer sales. Ashwaubenon was dry at the time. Officials believe Packers fans wanted to be able to buy beer and could in Green Bay. This history makes it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network. There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel, white-tailed deer, black bear?
The answer is coming up. The original Badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Continuing with our local Wisconsin and UP Ford Dealers postgame show as the Badgers take down Purdue this afternoon, 52-6. Yeah, we've had some tough postgame conversations last couple of weeks. This one should be pretty easy. We send it downstairs. Mike Keller standing by with head coach Luke Fickell.
Well, this is better. A more fun conversation postgame. When you win 52-6, there's a lot to talk about. But I'm going to talk about your defense because those two turnovers back-to-back, you hold them out of the end zone for two field goals.
That to me, is where the catalyst of the game is. That's a different ball game if we come in at halftime, and obviously they get touchdowns, all those things. And they played really, really well today, and especially on those turnover situations. That was huge, and that's what the complimentary football looks like. And then it doesn't always work that way, but when you do things together, it's amazing how many things continue to click.
Big plays. I think you have 17 plays of 10 yards or more on offense, a bunch of them in the throw game, and a lot of them after the catch, your receivers making stuff happen after the ball's in their hand.
That's what we've been waiting on. And I don't mean waiting on. It's what we've been working for, I should say. And they made some plays today, and I'm really proud of those guys. I'm really proud of those guys because some other guys had to step up. You know, obviously, Will Pauling went down a little bit there and missed, you know, probably most of the game, at least for sure the second half or the end of the first half. Bryson Green went down. Someone else went down. Tyrell Henry went down. I mean, like, and those other guys stepped up. And we didn't, you know, it wasn't like you panicked. It wasn't, and that's one of those things where I thought we've been talking about our ability to have poise in the game, but in particular in the second half.
We're going to talk about the in throws for almost 360 yards, but you established the ground game today, and Tyree was really good on the ground, and so was Darian Dupree.
When you have some balance, it's amazing how other things continue to happen. I think that's what helped us to create some of those bigger plays, those runs after the catches, because you did have established a pretty darn good run game against a group of guys that, you know, were going to be in bear and try to, you know, kind of limit you to trying to run the football a lot. So I think that balance is gives us some space and some things and some guys the opportunities.
Luke, obviously winning is good for the soul. After the two tough games against Alabama and USC, this one makes and creates some joy, some happiness, and you want your players to have that, and you want you to have that.
I tell you what, this is why you do. You see what they look like in the locker room, and you can see that there's a lot of things that have been weighing on them. You know, not just getting beat, but, you know, in some ways, sometimes the way you get beat, and the ups and the downs, and then maybe even the way that you win and what you have in your mind, and things hadn't maybe continued to click, but that's where our strengths of this program right now and this team are guys with some resiliency, guys that are going to continue to come up back out here on Sunday and Monday and Tuesday and continue to work at it. And if we can do that and we can stay together, who knows what we can do.
Coach, enjoy it. Thank you. Back over to you guys.
All right. Thank you very much. Yeah, Heller pulling out the old Barry Alvarez line there after a big win. Winning is good for the soul.
It's
good for the soul now.
That's pretty good. It is good for the soul. And it, just the jump around and, you know, to feel the energy. Even in the two wins, you didn't really get that feeling. It was more relief. Today, I think there's a little bit of that, but there's a lot of, all right, now here we go. And now you got to back it up and do it again. But you enjoy the heck out of these days because these days are starting to get numbered. Your season's starting to, you know, starting to unfold. And now you're getting into that meat of your schedule, and you're going to have to continue to improve. Today, this team got a lot better. And now the test will be tougher next week and to see where you're at.
Yeah, they hit the road for the next 2 weeks, Rutgers next week, and then they go to Northwestern in their kind of makeshift football.
I'm excited to get down there.
So am I. Beautiful setting 2 weeks away down in Evanston. But next week, coverage starts at 9 a.m. Central along our Badger Network stations, 11 a.m. kick out in Piscataway, New Jersey. We're getting treated to dinner tonight?
Yeah, we got a high-profile alumni. Whether or not he knows it or not, he is buying us dinner next week.
Yeah, we appreciate that high-profile alum in advance for buying us nice steak dinner, so appreciate that much. Thanks. Thanks, Evan. Appreciate you, buddy. Badgers win it today 52-6 over the Purdue Boilermakers. Stay with us. Much more to come. Bill Schmidt and Lance Allen.
Ruggedly handsome. Looks like he's ready to get back to that deer hunting stand. Look at him.
Ruggedly handsome is a good description.
I think that's a fair description for him.
It is, yeah. Very, very observant. Billy, too. He's got a little scruff going over there. So he's a birthday boy. Is it your birthday today, Lance?
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, that'll be fun.
Happy 29th.
Yeah. Well, keep working. Keep working.
All right. Again, Lance Allen.
This is what winning does. You have some fun. You can actually
goof around.
It can't be like, oh, I passed it. Oh, this is brutal.
Well, birthday edition with Lance Allen and Bill Schmidt coming up. Those guys will take your phone calls and any presents you want to pass along, they'll willingly accept that as well. Stay with us. They're up next as our local Wisconsin and UP 4 Dealers postgame show continues. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not To Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist, end the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way, you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win. Ho-Chunk Gaming
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
This is your home for the Badgers.
Kick is in the air, and it is good, and the Badgers win it!
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
When it comes to advertising, the landscape gets more and more confusing every day. As a business owner, you've got dozens of choices on how to spread your message. At Civic Media, our goal is to help you unclutter that landscape. For 100 years, radio has successfully delivered customers to the doors of local businesses because we're local too. Local news, local topics, and local people that care about the places we broadcast. That gives your message credibility, and that's key when it comes to getting your message in the ears of the right people. Learn more about how this Civic Media station can help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us and click on sponsorship. From right here in our town to across the entire state of Wisconsin, we'll get the right message to the right people at the right time. And you'll be surprised how effective and budget-friendly radio advertising can be. Again, log on to civicmedia.com and click on sponsorship. We'll have a talk and help you craft the message that works for the people that you want to reach.
We can
continue with the postgame show brought to you by your local Wisconsin and UP4 dealers. I'm Bill Schmidt alongside the birthday boy Lance Allen, and everybody celebrating like it's their birthday when you put up a 50 spot. First time since the New Mexico State battle here at the camp in 22.
Party like a rock star tonight, buddy.
It's a heck of a day to be at Wando's if you're scoring like this.
And I use that same line on somebody. Somebody asked, hey, what are you doing afterward? I'll probably end up at Wando's.
That's a smart way to go. Yeah, no doubt about it. And when you're able to capitalize on the opportunities, we heard Coach Fickell with Mike Heller just before the break, Lance, and being able to have some adversity in a game like this, these are ones coaches are going to love. Obviously, the result was well in hand. You were able to start moving in a freshman offensive lineman that you're really excited about late stages of the third quarter, early fourth. However, if it's not for the defense stepping up on those two after those two turnovers, right near midfield into plus territory, this could have been a much different game there in the second quarter.
I think, Billy, the overall view on this, I'm not going to be good for the negative Badgers fans out there. I'm going to be good for the positive ones today. Meaning, here's my overall assessment view. You know, like when you're in that 101 class, and we're going to get deeper into the 200, 300, 400 level as we go on the postgame show. The overall thing is you can on a little bit of it. They got a lot of work done today.
Yeah,
they got off to a good start, 14-0. Mm-hmm. They had some adversity where, once again, they kind of went into a little bit of a funk, lull, whatever you want to say, but they held the other team to a couple of field goals. And as you mentioned, then they kind of got their sea legs back. They had some deep throws. They had some good running plays. They had some great defensive plays. Now, did they turn the ball over a little too much? Yeah. But overall, if you want to sit and dump on this and say, oh, it was only Purdue or whatever, like you said, they got guys playing time.
Yeah.
They figured a few things out. They built chemistry. I think there are a lot of learning lessons from this game. I don't care who you're playing. They did what they needed to do and did it effectively to have an impressive win today. And that's what I'm taking from this.
Well, and I also think when we were doing this a week ago, we mentioned the games that you have to win are some of the ones that you're expected to. This was one where the expectation was clear for you to go and get a victory. And you know, Tausch said he stayed away from get-right game, feel-good game. But like you just mentioned, it was a workman's game here today. They were workman-like throughout. And you mentioned the two turnovers. Right after that, there was a moment where Braden Locke then completes after throwing two picks. Second one was a really, really tough one. He's late on the decision. At that point, he was like 5 of 13, 80 yards, most of which came on a 52-yard touchdown to Vinny Anthony, where he puts his right foot in the ground right on the far sideline and cribs it, splits to Purdue defenders. Great play by him. But then he goes 11 of 12, and after that touchdown, Lance, 11 plays for a touchdown, 5 plays for a touchdown, 9 plays 98 yards for a touchdown, 9 plays 78 yards for a touchdown, 5 plays 60 yards for a touchdown, 5 consecutive scoring drives. How Locke in that number one offense ended their day. That's maestro-like to be able to finish and capitalize like that.
At one point, Braden Locke was, what, 5 of 13 or 6 of 13, under 50%. Okay, not good, whatever. But like you said, he had better rhythm, better timing, figured a few things out. He's got good chemistry now with Kekahuna that's clearly developed. And then you had another adversity situation where Will Pauling goes out, did not return to the game, lower body injury, questionable.
Bryson Green goes down.
We'll find out more later, whatever. It seemed like in the earlier games, they would have a hard time adjusting to that, Billy. They adjusted to that actually fairly well. Not that you don't have any concern for the person that's injured or whatever, but Will Pauling is a big part of their offense, and somehow they adjusted. And I like a lot of the things that I saw today and a lot of the things that developed today from the offense.
You mentioned it. When Will Pauling goes down, Bryson Green is already riding the stationary bike on the side. You're without your top two receivers.
Right.
And that is a moment where, listening to Luke through the week, wanting to be able to see his team respond through some of those moments, that's pretty pivotal to be able to see some younger players step up. And as well, guys who now are, Braden Locke talked about on the pregame, I should say, with Matt, you know, these guys are now 20-something games almost into their time in this offense, in the situation, working with Phil Longo, with most of their position coaches. I know they had some turnover on the offensive line staff, but it is – great to be able to get into year two, and hopefully this is one of those moments where you start getting some confidence, because playing with confidence is a dangerous thing in the game of football. He's Lance Allen. I'm Bill Schmidt. A lot more to get through as we continue to celebrate and react with you. We'll hear from the coaches as well. We'll get into the local post-game show, and we'll take some phone calls as well. But a big day here for the Wisconsin offense, a big day for the Wisconsin defense, holding out Purdue in two big-time moments after two costly turnovers early, holding them to the field goals, the only points that the Boilermakers get today, 52-6 win for the Wisconsin Badgers. More of the local UP 4 dealers and local Wisconsin 4 dealers postgame show. It continues in a moment. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Have you ever tried to put a roof on your house?
Ouch!
What about trying to run power to your new hot tub? Yep, we've all made that mistake. Hi, I'm Sean Cleary. We have an amazing team of experts that are ready to get to work for you. We use the latest technology to design and manufacture your custom Cleary building, giving you the best value for the building you deserve. Stop in or explore clearybuilding.com today.
Cleary built with pride, before the Shamrock Supplied.
Every Qdoba catering order is a fresh-made Mexican feast of hand-smashed, flame-grilled, sliced, diced, and sautéed flavors perfect for any occasion. Whether you're planning your office's tortilla Tuesday, hosting a post-game party for your intramural dodgeball team, or trying to bring in a dinner for your PTA meeting that's so good, it'll bump your kid up to an A-minus in Spanish class. Qdoba Catering. Fresh, hot, easy, delicious. Order today.
This is your home for Wisconsin football.
Oh, what a catch! Touchdown, Wisconsin!
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know, from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now, that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs. Whether it's music or anything else, I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Check the back seat. Check the back seat.
All right, get up here.
Check the back seat.
Gets in your head, right? Good, because every year dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat of a car by a parent or caregiver. All never thought it could happen to them, but with changes in routines, distractions, or a sleeping child, it can happen to anyone. Parked cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. So get it in your head.
Check the backseat.
A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Continuing with the local Wisconsin UP4 Dealers postgame show, I'm Bill Schmidt alongside Lance Allen. Badgers win 52-6 here today. Lance, one of the biggest conversations around the Badgers program this weekend, not only how are they going to respond off of the back-to-back losses to now number one-ranked Alabama after the week that they had last week at home against Georgia and 11th-ranked USC a week ago. Well, they had to respond without Ches Malusi, who's been one of their leaders over the last couple of years. Being able to see the Tywee Walker show, I think a lot of people were excited to be able to see what that looked like today in earnest.
19 carries, 94 yards, 3 touchdowns. It looked pretty good to me. I mean, no offense to Ches Malusi, and we wish him well with his health battle. To work that hard, people don't realize the rehab Billy behind the scenes and to overcome multiple injuries in his career. You don't want to diminish that at all, so you hope that he gets healthy and hope that he gets well and finishes things and comes to conclusions on his terms. But Tywee Walker is incredible with a combination of power as well as vision. I think that 12-yard touchdown, Billy, he hit the hole perfectly. Like, you couldn't hit the hole hardly any better than that. And I'm not grading the film today. I just think you look at it, and it's really, really good. And then I think you saw some things out of Darian Dupree to say the guy deserves at least a few more touches, a few more carries. And then, you know, Cade Yakimeli has done nothing to say he shouldn't play a little bit or get some touches as well. So you've got three guys that can produce.
Yakimeli finishes off one of those final touchdown drives with a 4th-and-1 breakaway into the arms of freshman Kevin Haywood, the left tackle, and he shows some burst. You mentioned
at 228 yards rushing, 5.6 per carry. You're getting it done on the ground.
Yeah, and a couple of longs too, right? You break off the explosive 30-yard touchdown run, the 47-yarder from Dylan Jones later with the backups in. Being able to generate some explosive plays in the run game, a lot of times those are going to come later into the game, but leaning in on that Purdue defense, they got a lot of changes going on over there, but being able to get that kind of work and just a full glimpse as to what maybe the freshness of the running back room is going to look like. Tywee Walker is going to endear himself to Badger fans pretty quickly.
No doubt about it, especially with those three touchdowns. He had the long of 17 yards, as you mentioned, but Dylan Jones had a long of 47, 7 carries, 65 yards. You can't forget about him as well. 7.8 for Yakimeli. I think Dupree, 3.4, is a little bit deceiving because he was also active in the pass game. In fact, I wrote down a play, and you probably saw it as well, Billy, in the third quarter where C.J. Williams had a really nice pass, 28 yards, but he actually double clutched on it because Dupree was wide open in the center of the field as well. And I think, basically CJ probably thought that the ball was going to Dupree because Braden Locke was looking that way, and it actually came to him, but he did a nice job securing it. Nice 28 yard gain in the center of the field. So he's clearly a pass receiving weapon as well. And I think we will see that down the road as much as his running ability.
Yeah, it was a really, really impressive catch by Dupree just on a quick streak angle route out of the backfield that Locke was able to find him on quickly, a couple of catches there. There is some burst there with that freshman running back.
Yeah, that
Dylan
streak,
Jones, the other
that streak catch came actually just a little bit I marked down after that C.J. Williams catch as well for 18 yards, absolutely.
Yeah, big to be able to build off of those. Big to be able to build off a 52-6 victory. First time the Badgers put up 50, and first time they put up 40 since the 2022 season. Being able to put up that kind of score, being able to give you a lot of different players and people that would be in the running for our offensive player of the game. More on that coming up. The local Wisconsin UP4 Dealers postgame show continues in a moment. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Like football, retirement planning takes preparation. I'm Tony Drake with Drake & Associates. We help you craft a solid game plan to tackle financial challenges. Text Bucky to 262-600-2782 for a complimentary consultation and our free retirement ready toolkit. That's Bucky to 262-600-2782.
Drake & Associates is an independent investment advisory firm that offers different investment vehicles. All insurance products are backed by the issuing insurance company. This commercial is provided for informational purposes only.
At the Certified Angus Beef brand, we know the best moments, the ones that become cherished memories, don't just happen. We make them happen. Through the people we surround ourselves with, by the traditions we hold dear, and with the food we share. It takes a little effort, but finding the perfect meal, well, that's no effort at all. Just look for the Certified Angus Beef brand, because if it's not certified, it's not the best.
Shop the pig today for the highest quality Certified Angus Beef.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
We know you're a fan, but is Badger pride in your blood? Here's your chance to prove it. This season, Abbott and the Big Ten are kicking off the largest blood donation competition of our lifetime to fight one of the worst blood shortages in a generation. Simply visit BigTEN.org/Abbott to sign up for the We Give Blood Drive and help settle once and for all that the Badgers give the most spirit. Again, visit BigTEN.org/Abbott to sign up.
Badger football lives here.
Oh, my goodness!
This is Badger football from Learfield.
Hi, I don't call radio stations very often.
Your calls are the best calls.
And keeping you inspired and informed is part of the civic media vision.
Thank you very much for broadcasting the Liz Cheney question and answer. I really appreciated that, hearing her voice. And for you to broadcast it like that was wonderful.
Listen to the Liz Cheney interview now on our website, civicmedia.us. Real news and great conversation.
Find it on your local civic media radio station and the app.
Watch out!
You got me!
The galaxy is safe once again.
In the pretend universe, kids play with pretend guns. In the real world, it's up to us to make sure they don't get their hands on a real gun. If you have a gun in the house, keep it locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by N Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
It's time to select the energizing performance of the game, brought to you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. Badgers get a 52-6 victory. I'm Bill Schmidt alongside Lance Allen. Lance, it's difficult to just pick one moment when you put that kind of offensive outburst together. However, I think it really goes in the response to the two interceptions. After that, the Badger offense, led by Braden Locke, goes off for 386 yards in five consecutive possessions, scoring five TDs and putting this game completely on ice. One of those was a nine-play, 98-yard drive, which was almost started with Owen Arnett nearly blocking a punt. He may have gotten a little nick on it. The ball rolls all the way down to the two. How you respond? Well, they responded by putting the Boilermakers on ice.
Big plays on special teams once again. Braden Locke, the first Badgers quarterback to throw for 300-plus yards in a Big Ten football game since Joel Stavi in 2015.
Pride of Whitcomb High School.
Yes, sir. And what did he do? 322 against the Boilermakers in October of 2015. So, yeah, Whitnall Falcons pride. Always good to throw that on the postgame show, right?
Absolutely is. That, in and of itself, is an energizing performance, but that performance by the Badger offense, the energizing performance of the game, brought to you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. Being able to power through, we talked about just those short fields for the defense, but being able to really harass Hudson Carr in the back end. Lance,
yeah,
they would say that you have to capitalize when somebody's down. The old adage is kick the dog while they're down. Mm-hmm. That would be Purdue, right? They move on from Graham Harrell, who's their offensive play caller just four games into the year. Wounded animal
former
on that
Packer
side. Super Bowl champion with
that's
the Packers.
Right.
And being able to capitalize here and not allow them to take a big play, try with a trick play, like Kenny Guyton said when he took over play calling for Arkansas. Now with the Badger staff, just not allowing any good feeling to be this week. That'll have to go into weeks five or beyond for Purdue.
Hudson Card had time to throw, but I give credit to the Badgers defensive backfield for the most part for doing a really good job of covering. He was 11 of 21, 111 yards, zero touchdowns, zero interceptions, but they did a really good job of covering people because he had time to throw. And I wrote down a number of times, Billy, great coverage downfield, just because, you know, the defensive line, they got pressure on Hudson Card at times. But there were other times where, okay, we've seen this kind of ebb and flow and things like that, and they did a very, very nice job of keeping him contained, not making him, you know, beat them with his arm, mm-hmm. make big plays. They get into the red zone. They have to settle for two field goals when the game obviously could have been a lot tighter when it was 14-3, then 14-6 as well. Recovering those fumbles, that was big. And then I think Jaheim Thomas had a nice game as well with the eight tackles, obviously had the sack, And I think they really got after it defensively today and have some really nice things to build upon.
Always good. Best defense, I always think, as an offensive guy, is a good offense. It's hard for the opponent to really feel good offensively when your offense is continually putting up points and forcing the issue. Badgers offense today, stress that issue. 28 first downs and 589 wow. yards of total offense here today. The Wisconsin Badgers roll up 52-6 all over the Purdue Boilermakers and get their first win in Big Ten play here in 2024. More of our local Wisconsin UP4 dealers post-game show is coming up. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
FS Envision Seed Corn and FS High Soy Soybeans provide best-in-class traits and genetics that perform. In farming, bushels matter to your bottom line. Our field-proven products deliver high yields year after year. Get the seed you need from the people you trust. Contact your local FS Envision and High Soy retailer or visit fsseed.com to learn more.
This is Ford Truck Month, with big offers on trucks that don't subscribe to the word impossible. Like the up-for-anything off-road ready Ranger, the adaptable Maverick, plus F-Series, America's best-selling trucks, featuring Ford F-150 and Ford Super Duty, the 2024 North American Truck of the Year. Build Ford tough trucks that see the impossible as a dare. And this is Ford Truck Month, with offers that make owning one possible. Get to your Wisconsin Ford dealer. Claim 1977 to 2023 CY total sales.
Bucky says, on Wisconsin. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Thanks for listening to this Civic Media station. You're one of thousands of people tuned in right now, whether on the radio, the app, the podcast, or stream. Audio is the number one source of information and entertainment among adults in the U.S. If you own a business or you're in charge of growing a business, this is a key fact, and you should know how it can work for you. That's where we come in. At Civic Media, our local radio stations influence local people, the same people who shop and buy at your place. Now we also reach those same customers wherever they are in the digital world as well. From podcasts to streaming to apps, laptops, and smartphones, our digital advertising capabilities ensure